In fact, Livers explained his sole purpose for agreeing to the formal police interview was to get my name out of this. I was nowhere around that place that night that this happened, he professed. Unknown to Livers, these investigators had already devised a plan to make him confess to the killings, thanks to the help of Nebraska State Patrol investigator Charlie O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan waited on standby in another room, ready to administer a lie detector test Livers was sure to fail. When offered the chance to submit to a lie detector test, Livers naively answered, "Fine with me. I will go get him set up," Skank said as he left the interview room. O'Callaghan was a no-nonsense Irish investigator in his 40s, and he was hardly an unbiased neutral party. In fact, O'Callaghan had drawn up the search warrants to seize the cellular phone records of the prime suspect and other associates of Livers. O'Callaghan already knew the Sampson brothers were under suspicion as possible accomplices, so he asked if Livers could think of anybody who might be of interest. Livers identified his cousin, Nick Sampson. "I mean, he is a Sampson," Livers explained. "Just when he was growing up, he was not the brightest kid. He dropped out of high school. He reverted to drugs, and he did drugs, and, you know, he did stupid things with friends, just whipping donuts and tearing up fields." Eventually, Callaghan got down to business. He simply told Livers to answer yes or no to all his questions. Livers kept his feet still. He closed his eyes and faced forward. O'Callaghan attached two plastic tubes to Livers' fingers, which monitor the electrical impulses from the brain to the muscles. A blood pressure cuff was wrapped tightly around his arm. O'Callaghan ordered Livers not to burp, cough, or sniffle during the test. Livers closed his eyes and relaxed. Question. Reference to the death of Wayne Stock, do you intend to answer each question truthfully about that? Answer. Yes. Question. While employed, did you take anything more than $50 from any employer? Answer. No. Question. Were you involved in causing the death of Wayne Stock? Answer. No. Question. Between the ages of 18 and 27, do you remember doing anything that would disappoint your grandmother if she found out? Answer. No. Question. Were you involved in the death of Wayne Stock? Answer. No. Question. Are you hoping the polygraph will make a mistake today? Answer. No. Question. Are you afraid I will ask you a question that I have not gone over word for word? Answer. No. After the test, Livers opened his eyes and exhaled. This is kind of tough, Livers exclaimed. Earlier, he said he had never taken a polygraph before. I just want to get my name cleared, Livers declared. O'Callaghan grabbed the polygraph chart spitting out of his machine. He told Livers he needed to review the charts without the suspect being present. This gave Callaghan a golden excuse to huddle with Skank and Lambert to plot their strategy. The trio decided it was time to turn up the pressure cooker. Skank and Lambert stormed back into the interview room, scowling. Guys, I had nothing to fucking do with this, Livers insisted. Let's just get this out in the open, Skank barked. We are seeing a different side of you. Let me speak, okay? Lambert declared. We have been watching you, okay? You are involved in this up to your ears, and if you think this will go away, this is a high-profile case. This will not go away. I didn't have anything to do with this, Livers insisted. Lambert accused Livers of killing his uncle and aunt. Today was Livers' one and only chance to save himself from a death sentence, Lambert advised. Your ass is on the line, Skank roared. You are on the line, Lambert vowed. You are in the frying pan right now. Livers was told he failed the polygraph exam miserably. You are off the charts, Skank screamed. There is no messing around with that. You cannot fool it. The old Hell's Angels, Lambert lamented. Three can keep a secret where two are dead. That is true. If you did it by yourself, then stand up and say so. I didn't do it by myself, Livers answered. Then who did it with you, Matt? Lambert asked. It almost came out of your mouth. Come on, Skank ordered. Livers slumped in his chair and wouldn't answer. The investigators sensed that he felt weak, helpless, and trapped. Matt, you know you want to say it, Lambert commanded. Nobody deserves to die that way, Matt. We don't shoot dogs that way. Livers looked at the floor. He avoided eye contact with the two visibly agitated interrogators. We've had so many people sitting in that chair that think they are smarter than us, and they are not, Lambert bragged.